It's our fall pledge drive. Go to WYXR.org and donate now to help keep these archives going.
91.7 FM Memphis.
A round of applause for Mr. Al Green!
rich is getting richer every day. And the little that the poor man got, it shall be taken away. Do you hear what I say? Hey, hear what I say. One who's always acting smart and forgetting to carry love in his heart shall fade away. God is here and there and everywhere, and his eyes are watching you. You're gonna fade away.
You're tuned into WIXR 91.7 right here in Memphis, Tennessee.
And what time is it? It is time for the new Untitled Pledge show with Tim and Steve.
And Greg.
Yes. Hey, Greg.
Hey.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Greg. Good to see you guys.
Yeah, good to see you, too. It's weird. It's like we're having a sleepover through the radio.
And
I'm
that's
very pleased to have another guest for the new Untitled show. So welcome, Greg.
Thank you very much. Yeah, Tim was just telling me about some of your past guests. Very cool. And thanks for having me on for the Fun Drive show. I really, I wasn't sure if I was going to be here this week. I was actually had a tour planned to do. And this is the first time I've been able to be in town for a pledge drive. And I'm excited to do it with you guys.
Excellent.
I did not realize. I thought you were an old pro at this.
I'm an old pro at Fun Drive, radio Fun Drives, but I'm not. This is actually my first, I think, for WIXR.
Well, let's get some money going.
Let's get some money going right now.
WIXR.
Go to the WIXR.org and click the donate button. Show us how much you love all this great programming created right here at WIXR. For you and for the world. You can stream it on our app, or you can listen to us on your radio dial if you're right here in Memphis, Tennessee. But love the WYXR and just happy to be a part of it.
Same.
We concur.
Yes.
What a great station.
Yes. Where money equals music.
That's right.
You can either spend your money at a record store. You don't want to do that. No, you want to give it to the radio station so they can play the records for you. Hundreds of thousands of records.
At our fingertips.
Yes. Just for a few dollars or more.
But I was just thinking, so we just heard a track, actually, before we came in and talked a little bit. And Steve, that was something in your playlist there. You want to tell us a little bit about that tune?
That was Junior Biles, and that was Fade Away. Originally, I first heard that song by the New Age Steppers, which was sort of a post-punk supergroup with the Ari Up from the Slits singing the vocals to that song. But
that's a pretty fun version, too.
Yeah. I like both versions.
That was really amazing. Do you guys want to? I know you guys have a rhythm to your show when you pre-record, and this show is generally pre-recorded.
Yeah.
So, how is that going to differ for the Fun Drive edition?
Everything's different. Free for all.
A total free for all.
Yes. Though, formulaically, we usually go on to another song now. So maybe we should do that.
Yeah, I like the formula. I think you got a winning formula
for
radio.
Well, let's do another song. What it is? I don't know. Steve, do you know what the next song is?
I don't know. I think
Greg do you know?
The one that I have here queued up next is Love Letters by Kitty Lester.
Yes, one of our faves.
That's a new Untitled Show fave.
Mutual fave.
I heard you guys discovering the Kitty Lester an episode or so ago, and that was a really fun listen. So here we go. Love Letters from 1962. It is the stereo version by Kitty Lester.
Thank you. Love letter straight from your heart. Keep us so near while apart. I'm not alone in the night when I can have all the love you kiss the name that you sign, and darling, then I read again right from the start. Love letters straight from your kiss the name that you sign, and darling, then I'll read again right from the start. Love letters straight from your
kind of scooting it down to talk over level.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm pretty unaware of Lamont Young until recently. I was listening to a podcast about the Velvet Underground, and I got kind of into Lamont Young for a little while. Mm. It was that history of rock music and 300 songs or whatever.
Hmm.
I forget the guy. Oh, it's the guy that does that podcast. Really good podcast. Hold on. Do we have Steve? Steve, are you there too?
Yeah, I'm here with you.
Awesome. Okay, everybody's here.
The radio people could hear that, right? Yeah.
Did you mention it was Lamont's birthday?
Oh, there we go. There's some useful information. It's Lamont Young's birthday today.
That's right.
And that's what we're hearing in the background.
And what's the story on this particular piece?
I don't know much about this particular piece. I just found it and inserted it into the show when I knew it was Lamont's birthday coming up.
Makes sense all the way around. Excerpt 1961, number 7 is the song.
And you said, what was that, Steve? You said something about Dream Syndicate?
He was in a pre-Velvet Underground version of a group called the Dream Syndicate. This is in the 60s. So, and I think KL was in the Dream Syndicate, and it sort of Velvet's mutated from that group.
I think maybe Lamont Young was the drummer or something, correct?
This guy, Angus McLeese, who was with the Velvets for a little bit, but not for long.
That he was the drummer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember. I do, like I say, I had just listened to a podcast that talked about him being in some kind of early version of the group, but I couldn't remember what instrument he played. Very cool.
I'm not sure either.
Well, listeners, if you know, call now and let us know. And while we're on the phone, you can donate.
You can go
so that we can get an encyclopedia and learn about all of these things.
That's right. You can go to WYXR right now, WYXR.org, and click the donate button. At WYXR, we're proud to be a part of this community. It's an amazing radio station to work at. It starts with our nearly 100 volunteers. We got DJs and hosts who give up their time and talent to bring you the best freeform radio they can. But there's all kinds of other people that provide all kinds of good volunteer hours for this station. People who help keep us on the air, who manage different aspects of the tech support and stuff for the station. So there's a lot of people behind the scenes that you don't see that help us keep going every day. And we, you know, having your donation is really going to be a huge part of that. I mean, that's where most of our funding comes from, is people like yourself. So if you want to go to WYXR.org and click the donate button, now's a great time to do so. And if you do, we got a little bell here in the studio that'll ring for us, and we can keep folks informed of who has donated to the show.
And if you're worried about not knowing how to pay, you can pay any old way: PayPal, Venmo, Apple Pay, Google Pay, credit card, bank account, number. We'll take it all.
All donations are welcome. And maybe you're a huge Lamont Young fan and you want to make a donation in honor of his birthday. That works too. Shall we move on to another track here?
That sounds like a good idea.
Wait, we just got a donation.
Donation.
Jenny Davis, ay, ay, ay.
Thank you so much, Jenny.
And she's
Thank you, Jenny.
Because it's Lamont Young's birthday. She sent us a little message. That's how we know. She said, happy birthday, Lamont Young. And she said, hi, Tim. Hi, Jenny. Thank you so much. Be more like Jenny Davis. Call now or go online now and donate. We gotta make at least $1,000 during the next hour.
That would be fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go to WYXR.org and click the donate button and give to the station right now if you feel so inclined. That'd be really wonderful. And we will move on to the next track, which seems to be Eunice Collins at the Hotel. Would that be the preferred next track, Steve?
That is fine.
All right. Hey, all right, I'm getting the hang of this. Let's see, here we go.
At the hotel, baby motel, treating me like
your hurry, baby.
At the hotel.
Baby.
in the sky at night. And it's sad to say you won't shine so bright someday. When they're through with you, I bet you see the love we made that covers up LA. I wonder if you might be right, a shroud like that someday.
Back to the Lamont.
Back on the air here at WYXR 91.7 FM on your Memphis radio dial, streaming online at WYXR.org. What show are we listening to right now, I wonder?
We are listening to the new Untitled Pledge Drive show here on WYXR 91.7 Memphis. Steve,
yes, sir.
Shelley, do you have anything to say to these people about, you know, the need of donating, or you're not really into that?
It'd be great if people could donate. We're all fans of WYXR. They let amateur musicians like Tim and Greg and myself put on these shows weekly. They give us free rein. We do whatever we want, and we have a blast, and we spread the music and the magic to the people. So why wouldn't you give a dollar to WYXR?
Wow, that's a pretty good speech right there. That's a stumper. That's well done.
Thank you, sir.
And you know, it worked. We just got a pledge from Lori Amy.
Thank you, Lori.
Yes.
Yes, and thank you so much.
Please, donate now so that we can stop talking and play more I have something, a question for Steve. Do you want to tell Greg what you did last night?
I went to Jersey City, and I went to this place called the White Eagle Hall.
Who'd you see there?
Jonathan Richman and Tommy Larkins were playing.
Wow, always good.
Was a blast.
Yeah, how was that? It was a good show?
Yeah, it's always good with Jonathan.
Was it packed?
It wasn't packed, but it was the second night of two. So it was very comfortable. A Sunday night.
Perfect. Perfect.
And was it quiet? I know that Jonathan likes it to be quiet when he plays.
It was very respectful. It was quiet when it should be quiet, and it was loud when it should be loud.
Beautiful. And for the, you know, there are a lot of kids out there who are listening in, and they don't all know who Jonathan Richman is. So I have something right here queued up just so the kids will know what exactly we're talking about. This is the Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers with Road Runner.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Stopping shop with the radio on. I'm in love with the modern world, Massachusetts when it's late at night, and the neon when it's cold outside. I got the radio on, just like the roadrunner going around the highway.
Stop and Shop. Then I drove by the Stop and Shop. I like that much better than walking by the Stop and Shop, cause I had the radio on. I felt in touch with the modern world. I felt in love with the modern world. I felt in love with Winnipeg and Rosendale, cause I had the radio on. I felt like a roadrunner with the radio on. Now I said hello to the spirit of old 1956. It was patient in the bushes next to 57. Well, the highway was my only girlfriend, cause I went by so quick. And suburban trees were out there, and consequently it smelled like heaven. So I said, roadrunner once, roadrunner twice. We're in love with this feeling now. It will be out on Atlanta. Alright, now we can tell about our love, you man.
Radio on.
I got the AM.
Radio on.
I got the power. I feel the feeling now.
Radio on.
I feel the feeling and it's feeling alright now.
Radio on.
And I feel in touch with the modern world. Okay, let's go to Route 128. Can you feel it out in Needham now? Out in Route 128 by the power line. It's so exciting there at night, with the pine trees in the dark. It's so cold here in the dark, with 50,000 watts of power. We go by faster miles an hour, with the radio on. Roadrunner, roadrunner. Going faster miles an hour. I'm gonna drive by the Stop and Shop with the radio on. See, I'm in love with the modern world. Massachusetts when it's late at night, and the neon when it's cold outside. You see, I have the radio on like a runner. Now what do you think about that, you guys?
Radio on.
Good, we got the AM. I think we got the power, got the magic now.
Radio.
We got the feeling of the modern world.
Radio.
We got the feeling of the modern sound.
Radio.
The sound of the modern radio, feeling when it's late
radio
at night. Got the sound of the modern loneliness when it's cold outside. Got the sound of Massachusetts when it's blue and white. The sound of Route 128 on the dark and lonely. I feel alone in the cold and lonely. I feel alone in the cold and the dark.
To a heart that's true. with something that I might have said. Please let's forget the past, for future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel, to a heart that's true. Don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel, to a heart that's true. Be cruel to a heart that's true. Well, let's walk up to the preacher. And let us say I do. Then you know you'll have me. And I know I'll have you too. Don't be cruel.
You're tuned into WYXR 91.7 right here in Memphis, Tennessee.
And this is the new Untitled Show with Tim and Steve and Greg. And Steve, what did we just hear?
Well, that was Don't Be Cruel.
Oh, yes. It sounded familiar. But that was maybe... Greg, do you know any stories on this song? Or this guy?
Billy Swan. I'm a big fan of Billy Swan, and I just met him just recently in Nashville, and went out and had lunch with him, and he was super friendly, and actually my friend Matt Rossbang, who has the studio here at Crosstown, is friends with him, and they're working on a project together. And one thing, he actually played me two, they had some songs, I guess, that Billy wrote that I think Ringo Starr had recorded recently. That was kind of exciting, yeah. But man, I think is that version of "Don't Be Cruel" is that on which record of his is that on?
Oh, geez, Greg, you would ask such questions. I actually have it on a 45. Can you believe that?
Oh, that's even cooler. That's perfect.
And then, your sleeve.
Nice. And then before that, actually, there was one you did, "Poor Man" by Blind Al Wilson. Now, is he the guy from? Canned Heat?
Yeah, that was Canned Heat, actually. Sometimes it gets credited to Blind Owl Wilson. But yeah, he was the guitar player in the band in Canned Heat. Yeah. And one of the vocalists.
Is that him doing the kind of falsetto, Skip Jamesy type vocal on that?
Yeah.
Yeah. What a beautiful voice he had. I mean, I remember hearing, you know, the few songs of theirs that made it into the canon of rock radio when I was a kid. I always enjoyed it. There was, and that has this real quality to it.
It sure does. It's a charming song. He's singing about how he hopes the moon still looks as good as it does when he was a child because of all the space junk, you know, that we're sending up there.
So, wow. That was a real predictor of the future.
Yeah, 1968 or 69. Yeah.
Wow. Well, man, if you guys are out there loving this this freeform radio that you're listening to right now and all these excellent and unique choices that Tim and Steve make on their show, which I always love to tune into. It's always, I always learn something. The best way to show us is to call us right now or to go online. Might be the easiest way, wyxr.org. And you can click the donate button. And as Tim said earlier, there's many different ways to give. But we accept all of the different, like PayPal, Venmo, Apple Pay, Google Pay, credit card. Or if you want to sign up with us and become a regular member, and you can, that's what I do. And it comes out of my bank account monthly. And it's an easy way for me to do, to make sure that I stay on top of, you know, supporting this great radio station. So that might be something for you to consider as well. But if you go to our website, wyxr.org, you can look at all the different levels of giving, see some of the premiums that are available to you as a donor.
And some people have taken you up on that suggestion. People like Vera Shabiki.
Thank you so much, Vera.
Thank you, Vera. Yes.
Vera says, thank you, Tim and Steve, exclamation point.
Aww.
She's excited to say it.
Well, I think what Vera really likes is listening to all the music that comes out of WYXR. So why don't we play a little bit of more music?
I like it.
Way across the sea, Lord, I left Corina, way across the sea. She wouldn't write me no letter, she don't care for me. Oh, Corina, why you been so long? Oh, Corina, why you been so long? Corina, Corina, why'd you stay last night? Oh, Corina, why'd you stay last night? Come in this morning, clothes won't fit you right. Corina, why you been so long?
Not todo mundo está chegando só pra ver o sorriso dela. Milhares de pessoas na janela só pra ver o sorriso dela. E levante o dedo quem não gosta do sorriso dela. Do sorriso dela. Do sorriso dela. Você tem que ver o sorriso dela. Não tem povo mais feliz do que o que tem o sorriso dela. O sorriso dela. O sorriso dela.
Steve, do you feel like you just walked out of the most punishing elevator you've ever been on?
No, that was great. What was that?
Tim, what was that background music we just heard?
It was some Scarlatti. That was some classical smoke, it was called. The kids' version of some classical music that was produced by Joey Levine and Artie Resnick. Yes, classical smoke.
Intriguing.
Yeah. How about that?
Before that, we heard, let's see.
Erasmo Carlos, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah. That was Soria Della. I was looking up the lyrics while we were playing it, but it's about her smiles. He's very he's singing a lot of lyrics about the smiles. So that was Erasmo Carlos.
You know what makes me smile? WYXR.
Love that song.
WYXR. And now's a great time to show us how much you love all this great programming. All day Thursday, all day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. Like, you can turn on, that is the thing that I like. When I think about what do I really appreciate about WYXR, it's that I know whenever I turn it on, it's going to be varied. It's going to be a lot of different people's tastes, and it's always going to be something really interesting to listen to. And I'm in my car a lot, so I really appreciate that. I do a lot of long drives, and not only can I listen to it almost all the way to Jackson, but then once I get out of range, I can turn on my app and check out the same great music no matter where I am. So if you don't have the WYXR app, I strongly recommend go to WYXR.org and check out some information about our app. We've got a lot of dedicated individuals that curate all these unique playlists and share local stories. They bring fresh perspectives to the airwaves. And they don't do it for money. They do it because they love radio. They love to play music. They love to do podcasts. They love whatever it is that they're doing. They're doing it for the benefit of their community. And that's something that I think we can all get behind and something you really want to contribute to. So check us out, WYXR.org. Go there right now and click the donate button. We are up to, hey, Mike Brown. Mike Brown just donated. Thanks,
that's
Mike.
That's right. And Mike Brown.
And we're now up to 34% on the big whiteboard over here.
Not only does Mike Brown give tons and tons of time to the station, DJing, but then he also gives his hard-earned cash.
It's amazing.
What a guy.
Yeah. Such a great guy.
Yes.
And I wanted to, there was one other thing that what else did we hear? Oh, interestingly enough, the Jonathan Richman track that you played earlier, I'm not familiar with that version. What is that from?
That was from the Berserkly Chartbusters LP. Mm. Do you know that one?
I don't think I have that.
Yeah, wasn't Pablo Picasso on that?
Berserkly Chartbusters, Volume 1, Home of the Hits. That was the version that was produced by Matthew King Kaufman and Glenn Kolotkin. They produced all the songs on this record. Greg Kinn, Earthquake, Rubino's.
I think we just lost Greg Kinn recently. I think he passed away recently.
Oh, that's so sad. But yeah, and there was three songs they did with Jonathan, the new bank teller. It Will Stand. I don't think I even know that one. And Government Center.
Is it the Showman song, It Will Stand? It must be. Interestingly enough, you were talking about seeing Jonathan Richman recently. I took my son to see him about 7 or 8 years ago. And Alex, my son, had kind of fallen in love with that song. It was kind of the precursor to Roadrunner. It's it's Walk Up the Street, which is kind of the same story, but he doesn't have a car yet. He's just walking. So,
oh, wow.
but Alex really wanted to, he was like, should I, you think it'd be okay if I shouted out a request? And so he did. And Jonathan, I've never seen really Jonathan do a lot of requests. In fact, he seems to be making it up as he goes along, and which is one of the qualities I love about his live show. But, you know, he heard someone call out the name of the song, and he's like, I don't really do requests. And then I could see him kind of eyeing Alex up. You know, he's like, but you're really young. And then he plays the song, but he changes all the lyrics. He changed the lyrics. Instead of I walk up the street, it's I pick up trash off the beach. So he totally changed the context of the song, but it was the same riff and everything. I was just thought, it just made me love him that much more.
Yeah, that's amazing.
All right, sorry, that was a long story.
No, that was a good story.
Good story, good story. But now, you know, I think it's about time we get out of here.
Yeah, it is.
We got to make room for Shanksy, Miss Sarah Mosley. I saw some other cats. Frank seemed to be out there in the hallway, banging on the door, trying to get in. So
everybody wants to party at WIXR because it's fun driving.
Yes, yes. So we still have a minute left. So please, we're going to put on one more tune. This is going to be some Verdi. Who wants to hear La Traviata? Of course,
oh,
you all do.
I do.
And so... while we're packing up, please call now. You don't have to call now. You can also call later, because people are going to be here all night long.